That's weird. That's fucking weird. We should probably talk about it. There's a mystery here.
Chrissy, I don't know if I remember how to do this.
I have no idea what we're going to do. I made the barest of notes, and I've also made notes to look things up and make notes, but I don't know if I can actually honestly say I followed through on that.
But, you know, you're doing your best. And you had... We have a whole year's worth of content, though really 2021 has given us so much that I don't know if we even need 2020 anymore.
She really outdid herself, Ashley.
It's incredible.
It's that's one way to put it.
You know, we'll just talk a bunch and see where it goes.
Yeah. How about that? This is going to be great for you to edit, I'm sure. What fizzy water are you drinking?
Oh, I've got passion fruit over here.
Oh my God.
What about you?
I got some watermelon.
Oh, these are very sassy spring flavors for us. I love it.
We're ready for it. We're just ready for the nice weather outside.
It does look sunny where you are. It's actually surprisingly warm here as well.
Ooh.
You can never tell because I always have all of my shutters and blinds and curtains closed, but it was...
Yeah, you must maintain the atmosphere.
You must. That's why my... any photo or video I ever take in my house is always so grainy because there's no light. It's just like potato quality for no reason. I could open a window, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, no. Refuse. Fuck, you moved to Seattle for a reason, and the reason was not sun.
Exactly. I've really committed to my dreariness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? This is also unrelated, but I've seen that Shane is doing a lot of gardening, and I just want to know when you guys are going to get chickens.
Never. I don't want
them. What?
I don't want them.
But they're little dinosaurs.
It's true. They're very sassy. I feel like you have to have a rooster. I don't know this, but I feel like you have to have a rooster for them to lay eggs. And I don't want to. No, I'm not getting up early. If a rooster's making noise, I'm going to be angry.
Okay, you do not have to have a rooster for them to lay eggs.
Okay, cool. Okay. Well, I thought that I've been watching a lot of Survivor, Christy. Like, most of what I've done the last year is just watch every season of Survivor.
Oh my God, they do have that one season where they have, like, chickens, don't they?
Often. Most seasons, they get chickens.
They get chickens on that show often? Where have I been?
There are 40 seasons of Survivor.
Oh my God.
And they'll win chickens. And well, some of us have watched all 40.
Oh my God.
In less than a year. And so I'm like, the chickens. And anyway, sometimes they get the rooster and they're like, we need the rooster because the rooster makes the hens lay eggs somehow. But then they'll kill the rooster and eat it almost immediately. Anyway, end of story. I don't want chickens.
Wow. Okay. What about quail?
I love quail. Oh my God, I love quail.
They are so small and they still lay eggs.
They're so cute. You can make
those little sushis with the little quail eggs.
Those little sushis. Yeah. Yeah. Shane likes those. It's like you take a shot and there's an egg. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they creep me out entirely, but anything that I can get to sell you on the idea of getting quails.
I would love that. We had quail going. We had quail. Well, growing up in Nevada, and they are just the cutest. You see them all run in a line across your yard with their little top feathers. Oh, it's so cute.
Wow. Okay. Well, if I talk to you in a month and you don't have quail, I'm going to be upset.
I don't know if there are quail in Washington. I don't know if you can have them.
You can have them. You just grow them. You like get a bunch of eggs from the store and try and hatch one.
I love that you're just like, you can have them. You can have whatever you want. Sure.
The chaotic man with the possum on TikTok has quail, so you should be able to have quail.
So much of this episode will truly just be us talking about TikTok.
Absolutely. Have we already discussed the fact that a strange, chaotic man on TikTok taught me that you can just adopt birds from the wild?
No, we have not discussed this, but I do remember you sending me that video. Is it the man that just steals ducks?
Yeah, actually. there's apparently a real issue with ducks in the wild that are actually domestic breeds of duck.
Oh, and people like set them free.
You can just take them. They just live out there and they're not supposed to, so they're yours now.
Do they look different than other ducks? How do you know?
I don't know. Some of them look different, I guess. Maybe they're bigger. The way he did show you how, and one of them was, he was like, yeah, this duck isn't supposed to be here. He's like truly not supposed, he does not belong. His little feet are scratched up. He's having a hard time. Like, he does not live here.
And that's what you want.
Yeah, you just want to pick him up and take him forever.
I can't relate. Again, I guess I just don't want any birds. I don't want a fucking duck.
Why don't you want ducks, Ashley? I want to be...
I know your dream is to have, like, a farm with all these cute animals, like goaties and ducks and other little animals. I know that's your dream.
Absolutely. But I want to be rich enough that I can just leave that farm in someone else's care.
Yeah, that's the thing is, are you thinking about the noises? Are you thinking about the smells? Are you thinking about the poop? Because that's what I think about. And when I'm saying no to all of this.
Absolutely not. I'm not thinking about any of it. It is purely a fantasy.
Yeah, this is fantasy world.
But okay, Ashley, can we talk about this other TikTok man?
Always.
That is like a really annoying hot version of the chaotic possum guy. He's just this random attractive man that still lives with his mother and owns a duck, and all of his TikTok videos are him trying to sneak the duck inside where it's not allowed.
You have not shown me this man.
I haven't seen him in a while.
His mom probably kicked him out.
I know. He might be sequestered to straight TikTok where I don't go.
None of us are on. No. TikTok has decided that I'm sure both of us. Are you also on like lesbian TikTok, bi TikTok? Like,
absolutely. Yeah. I am 100% like, here's what my TikTok for you page is. It is lesbian thirst traps. It is depressed millennials telling me that I'm a bisexual depressed millennial. And so are they. And it is old people talking about how they should be dead or that all their friends are dead in a joke form.
I don't have that side. I don't have that side.
Or occasionally like someone with like a normal-ish TikTok where they're just like, here's all our videos about us trying to learn to knit together or something. And then they drop one video where it's like, and also here's a story about how my mother-in-law kidnapped our child. Like,
oh yeah, Christy's on a weird side of TikTok where it's like underground true crime stories that no one's ever heard of, because it's like,
oh my God,
the 15-year-old just joined TikTok and was like, hey, here's that time I was kidnapped. And my mom was murdered. Here's what happened. And Christy will send it to me. And I'm like, the fuck? It has like 3 views. I'm like, how did you find this? Bizarre.
I will never forget. My absolute favorite is the one where that girl there. So these are like, all TikTok is like audio memes for the most part. So there's one where it's like, nothing bad ever happens to the Kennedys. And then it like the audio fades out because something bad always happens to the Kennedys. And people put text where it's like, here's the thing that they thought it was going to be. And then here's the thing that it was, which is bad.
I love that you're explaining TikTok to people.
Just in case they needed an explainer. So anyway, this woman's nothing bad ever happens to the Kennedys was like her being like me reconnecting with my biological mom and going to live with her when I was 10. Her making me help her bury a dead body and hide the evidence when I was 11. Like,
oh my God.
And she tells more information about it. It is a verifiable story with news articles about it.
That's always the best when they can back it up with receipts and you're like, what did I just witness?
Mm-hmm.
TikTok's incredible.
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, remember when those people found those suitcases here in Seattle and there ended up being body parts in them? And that was on TikTok?
Oh my God, I did forget about that. And I wish I still had.
That's a deep recessed like 2020 memory.
Yeah, that was like early 2020. That was 2020 when we thought that the pandemic quarantine was going to be like a month or two.
I remember my sweet, sweet baby angel self. I went home for, I like had to reschedule an interview or something. And I was like, yeah, we're home for 2 weeks. So maybe in 2 weeks, you know, we'll get together when this all dies. Like I didn't think about it at all. I didn't know anything about this. I haven't lived through a pandemic. Anyway, and even then,
just like, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I was like, surely we're going to get this wrapped up before summer. I mean, not during summer. And then it was like Halloween, but it's the perfect Halloween on a Saturday with a full moon.
I know.
And daylight savings. And then I was like, we really couldn't get it together by now. Oh, geez. And then now I don't know if I can ever go back to real life. It's been too long.
I know. Now I'm like, what am I going to do when I don't have an excuse to stay home and play video games? Like, still stay home and play video games?
I can't fit into any of my jeans anymore, Christy. No, I'm not leaving the house.
Hard pants are banned.
Hard pants are gone forever.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. I think that the suitcase TikTok was when I downloaded TikTok, because I said, there are mysteries to be had on this app for children. I will download it. And it's been so much more. Children. Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen that sound on TikTok? For me, TikTok is all sounds. And then you just like put a funny video with it or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm not going to download that Vine knockoff. I'm a millennial. Like, what am I going to do on there with children? And then it's like a year later and you're up at 3 a.m. like watching you, like you watch and scroll through so many TikToks, like my elbow starts to hurt. Like, mm-hmm. I'm too old for this, but I love it.
I start getting told by like 12-year-olds that I've been on it for too long. You ever get those?
Stop like, scrolling.
Hey, yeah. Pause. You know, it's bad for your health to do what you're doing. I'm like, I know.
It's bad for your health to do what you're doing. That could be said about like, a lot of things.
Listen, I'm not drinking as much, so I have to do something.
TikTok's your new drug.
I can't handle it. Yeah. TikTok is the new drug. Yeah, basically.
Hey, that's fine. I don't think we ever explained what we're doing here. We just dove in. We said we're talking. What's happening?
Yeah, we did.
But we thought we would just do a nice little check-in here at That's Weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a year since we talked.
Yeah, we did like we did a pandemic episode back when we thought that things were going to be fine again in like a month. We were like, we'll just do a one-off and explain what's happening for this short period of time in our life.
Like, oh my gosh, we just ended this podcast, but we have to come back because something random is happening. And surely it'll just be captured in this moment. And a year later, we won't be speaking of it again.
No, of course not.
But indeed, it has been a year since then. Possibly the weirdest year any of us have ever gone through for a multitude of reasons. And so we thought, let's check in, say hi to the weirdos, and just kind of hash it out. Gives us an excuse to talk to each other. Not through TikTok videos and not via text.
We do only send TikTok videos to each other as our primary form of communication.
That is our love language. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful what we have. Sending weird videos of cats. Oh, that's the other thing. Weird animal videos. That's what I get on.
That's the majority of mine, I gotta be honest. Have you seen that girl? I think she's in Florida, but she just rides horses and she's like the most beautiful person I've ever seen. That's part of lesbian or bi TikTok, I do believe.
Oh, see, I'm on the side of lesbian bi TikTok that has the lady with bread.
Oh, I have not seen her.
Oh, I'm in love with her. What she does is she takes bread dough and kneads it into something. Usually bread dough, and then she just gives a little pat like it's a little butt cheek, and then that's it. They bake it and it looks like delicious bread. I think she just works in a bakery. I'm in love with her. I'm in love with her bread. I'm in love with the way she pats the little bread,
that little little jiggly butt of bread.
Yeah.
That's precious. You'll have to send me one of those. And I'll send you one of the horse lady. I mean,
absolutely.
It's rude to even call her that. I mean, she's a goddess on a horse. It's I would
fucking Godiva.
I know. Christy, I'm telling you, I'm ready to risk it all. She is she's incredible. While we're talking about TikTok, we have to talk about the TikTok cult.
Oh my God. Okay. I have mostly seen parts of this through you and then made fun of it. So I want the entire rundown.
I'm here. I'm ready for you. So if anyone listening is not on TikTok and you missed the whole cult debacle from the last few months, there was this commune that popped up in January on TikTok, and they started inviting people to their farm or their commune or whatever in Tennessee and just giving out their address and being like, anyone can come join us. And you should, because we're growing food and we're hanging out and there's no rules and everything's amazing, you know, blah, blah, blah. Which is fine. Communes exist. That's fine. I don't know about putting your address on the internet and inviting, you know, probably children. Because again, a lot of TikTok is a very young audience. Mm-hmm. But then things started to get really weird. And in some of the videos, the members of the commune would say things like, you can leave whenever you want. And when you say something like that, I assume the opposite. Like, why are you telling me that?
Absolutely. You shouldn't have to tell. That should be a normal human boundary.
That's an unspoken thing. And when you speak it, I get a little concerned.
Yeah, I get worried. I get worried a lot. You don't invite someone to your house and when they show up like, hi, welcome, thank you for coming, you can leave whenever you want.
Right.
And then staring. You lock the door and bar it behind them.
Staring directly at them.
Absolutely. With a knife in your hand.
Just so you know, you can leave whenever you want. I'm actually going to try that. No, it's still COVID. No one's coming to my house. But the first time someone does, I'm going to try to remember that.
Just so you guys know, you can leave this podcast whenever you want.
That is true. You can turn this off anytime. We don't recommend it, but you can.
But you can't.
So then different members are posting videos and they have like conflicting stories and it just seems very culty there. And then there's like rumors of missing people being spotted in the videos, like a girl and her dog in particular were like spotted and people were concerned because they found her missing person flyer.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
So that got things going. And like these people are getting so many followers and making so many posts. They're like going viral on TikTok. Everyone's obsessed. We're all like arguing in the comments, like, this is a commune. No, this is a cult. This is weird. No, this is normal. Like it's a whole thing. Then things really go crazy. So there's like the one dude named Tree, by the way. His name is Tree.
Tree?
Tree. T-R-E-E.
Okay.
Exactly. He goes live and slips that a feral cat had eaten some of their chickens. And so they decided, instead of making a better cage for the chickens, they killed and ate the feral cat. And people don't like that. People don't like that when you start killing cats and eating them.
No, that's bad. And also, we talked about this. I remember that part where it was like, cats, maybe it would eat one chicken. I don't know. But I don't feel like cats really eat whole chickens, like multiple chickens. I'm having trouble believing that because there's such a thing as farm cats.
Right.
And as you know, Ashley, I was literally 25 years old before I found out that cats came from anywhere else but farms.
That is precious. It's true. And usually, I mean, if there was any kind of bond with the farm itself, like when they protect the chickens from like coyotes and other smaller mammals, mm-hmm. and like eat rats and stuff instead.
Yeah, cats eat rats and also probably like fish.
Good job, Christy. Yes. Cats do like fish. Okay, but then it got even weirder because not only did they say they ate the cat, but then a member of this commune cult skinned it and made a hat out of the cat. And then we learn from that woman that she has also done that to her dog. And this was when the rumors were swirling about that missing person and their dog. And so people were like, oh my God, they probably killed that missing person and then skinned that person's dog, which is not what happened. I guess the commune member, she claims her dog died and then she skinned it and now wears their pelt as a skirt.
How big was that dog?
It was a pretty big dog.
Wow.
But that person, I don't remember her name, but she was the most concerning of all to me. More than Tree, even. I was like, no, the person skinning and wearing animals.
Absolutely. Tree, what is the structure for the Rajneeshis? Tree is the Rajneesh guy.
You know, I would say that, yes, that's how it appeared on TikTok. But turns out that these are all just like random lower level people in this quote unquote commune. And once all the drama began, the real higher up people at the commune shut that shit down. Like the cult does not post anymore. They suddenly disappeared.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
It's wild. Also, at some point,
that's how you know it's real.
Exactly. They shut them down. Like the higher ups were like, all right, you guys are really like, now Vice is writing an article about this. It's all over the internet. You're causing drama. You know, people, it started out where people were like, this is amazing. Oh my God, I'm gonna go to the commune. I love it so much. And then quickly turned to, these are dog and cat killing, Kool-Aid drinking cult members, and this is not okay.
Oh my God.
And they actually had videos of them drinking Kool-Aid as like a joke.
Oh, I saw that.
And then when people got upset about it, they're like, we've never even heard of Jonestown. We don't even know what you're talking about. Then like, why would you make the joke?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a mess. And the worst part of all is apparently COVID doesn't exist at the commune, because I never saw a single fucking mask in any of these videos.
Oh my God.
And anyway, it's a mess, but that's one of the many beauties of TikTok, is we watched a commune turn into a cult, rise to fame, and then literally fall in front of our eyes, Christy.
I know. That's amazing.
It was.
I can't believe there were no face masks. You would think with all of the animals that they're skinning, they would have material left over.
Please. Yeah, you know, if she would have turned that cat into a mask, you know, I don't know.
Maybe we could respect that.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, that's, gosh, TikTok. TikTok and Survivor, the TV show, are my two favorite things to come out of quarantine. What about you?
That's pretty good. Let's see, what things do I have? So I like my notes just say boat names and what's happening with that. The full worm moon fixed it, baby.
I love that, the whole boat thing. And then yeah, the fucking moon did it. People couldn't do it, but the moon did it.
I did love, so you could look up what boats were stuck, and there were just amazing different ones. My favorite were like people would pair them all together, and so it would be like, you know, Excalibur, Lightning Bolt, the son of Zeus, Chris.
Is there really a boat named Chris?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
They have so many. There's also like a bunch of just like ones that are just like Matthew, Paul.
What in the world?
Or like one of them was, another one of my favorite was like Deborah of the Sea.
As opposed to Deborah on land.
Yeah, as opposed to Deborah of Ohio. It's Deborah of the Sea. Obviously.
Do you think those are just captain's names and they misunderstood whatever they were filling out? And it was like, what's your name? And, you know, like they wanted the boat name, but they put in, oh, I'm Chris. I am the captain of this boat.
It's me, Chris.
Chris. Yeah.
Chris. Also the boat.
The boat is a very recent development. That's a really fun, recent, weird thing.
Yeah, I love it. But I love that it, I love that a full moon made the tide high enough to save it. I also, I looked this up earlier for a different reason, but I know what a worm moon is because I thought it was so weird. And it's also like pretty anticlimactic because it's just like whoever wrote the Farmer's Almanac was like, you know what? It'll be fun to name every full moon.
And like worm moon isn't even the dopest. Like there was that blood wolf one.
Oh yeah, that was the good. That was the good one.
That was the good one.
That one is the good one.
I also looked up the meaning of the super worm moon, but I saw it was something about like because it's spring and the worms are coming up to get, you know, because the soil. And I was like, all right, I stopped. I was like, that's enough. I thought it was something cool.
Yeah, I know. I thought like, ooh, what does that mean? What kind of witchy significance could it have? Like, nothing. It sucks.
Except it used its powers to free the boat, Christy.
That's true. That's pretty powerful.
That boat had the power to take down the economy. And
wow,
the moon said no.
Ooh, so. Does that mean the moon is a capitalist? Because I am a little disappointed in her.
I mean, it would make a lot of sense. I don't know. I don't know.
The boat was good. Oh, okay. Here's the other thing. The shrimp toast crunch guy.
Oh my God. That's been interesting. Yeah.
That one is also, that one's something that also I think solved itself over time. But the part that blows my mind about it. So you have this man who's been trying to get famous apparently online forever. And I guess he's even like marginally successful doing some kind of TV show that nobody watches because there were people that I saw tweeting about it. Because I follow a bunch of like comedians and TV show writers. So there were a bunch of people that were not only like, oh yeah, I dated that guy and fuck him forever. And there were also people that were like, oh yeah, I worked for that guy. And it was a terrible, 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 awful experience.
Right. Basically everyone who had contact with him was like, fuck that guy. They couldn't shrimp in your cereal. Couldn't have happened to a better dude.
Yeah, but my favorite part of this whole thing is the fact that this man obviously put fake shrimp that anytime anybody has something and they're like, oh my God, look at this horrible thing that I found in my food. And it's like, if it's not salad, if it's not like a worm in salad, I absolutely assume that that person did it themselves if it's that obvious, because there are far more smaller, undetectable, horrible things that we eat in our food all the time, and we just accept it. Like, there's a margin of error for how much, like, cockroach wings can be in your cereal.
Christy, no.
And it's not zero, and we've never noticed it because it's too ground up. That's how they've processed it. So the fact that there's actual shrimp tails that you can see, I don't believe it. I never believed it. But my
I
never believed it.
Okay.
Because they would have been ground up and baked in, Ashley.
Okay. I'm gonna hold off judgment until the end.
She's on board. Okay, but here's the most important part of this story. This man tweeted out to Cinnamon Toast that he found shrimp tails in his cereal, and he took pictures where there's just for real, clearly like shrimp tails. Like, this man got some shrimp, ate the shrimp, threw the tails in his cereal. And Cinnamon Toast Crunch responds to that picture, the image of full-on shrimp tails, and says, after carefully examining this image, we've deduced that it is just the dried, the crispy, like, burned together sugar crystals.
Yeah, their response took it to a whole nother level, because people are like, I know you're just a cereal on Twitter, but that shrimp, and I don't know what the fuck you're getting at, but no. So why are you lying?
like, why are you trying to gaslight all of us?
What the
for
fuck?
No reason, like.
That was when it really took a turn.
It did.
People were like, that's I didn't insane. Care about this. And then the cereal responded and like tried to pass it off as sugar. And now I'm fully invested because we need to take down the cereal. And it's like, what?
Yeah. Like it was obviously fake. And then the cereal people were like, oh, that's sugar. And everyone was like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you would think if it was absolutely beyond a doubt that that would could not happen, like at their facilities or whatever, they would just be like, either don't address it or like, I don't know, cover it up in some way. But like to lie and like, I don't know, it took a strange turn, though. I kind of believed him.
You did?
I don't know. People, like you said, cockroach wings. You can find all kinds of shit in your cereal, which is upsetting. I don't know. Yeah. But I only say that because he really went out of his way there. And then it all came crashing down, as it always does. As we were like, oh, no, that guy sucks. And like, if you knew that was going to happen to you, which I don't know, then like, why are you putting yourself out there like that with some fake ass story? So not only are you being taken down for being a piece of shit, but also for faking the story. Like it is just so bad. I don't know.
I mean, I think people like that never think about it that way. They always think they're going to get away with it. They're like, that's I got true. Away with abusing my last 6 ex-girlfriends, so why not this?
Very true.
And everyone's like, actually, we care about a brand of cereal. It's not a woman, so we care about it.
Exactly. Well, that's fine. But that's now fine. With the cereal, too far.
My childhood preferred cereal? That is a step too far, sir.
So unfortunately, I knew too much about that man going in. I don't follow him or anything.
Really?
But he comes from the radio world. So I know a lot of people that have worked with that man. I know that man's name. I know the station he used to work at. I knew that he was married to Topanga before everyone else figured it out because John Mayer played at their wedding. He was one of the groomsmen. And unfortunately, oh. I know a lot about John Mayer.
Wow, this is fantastic, Ashley. Phenomenal.
So I was like, wow, yeah, you guys, catch up. Yeah, I knew all of this. I didn't know about the cereal. I was late to the cereal, spending too much time on TikTok and not on Twitter. I was late to that.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I came in fully stocked with knowledge. And then it all just, and then I was like, oh, fuck that guy. Of course, he's best friends with John Mayer. What were we expecting?
John Mayer.
It all comes back to John Mayer, Christy. Welcome to my John Mayer conspiracy podcast.
John, my dick is a white supremacist mayor, you mean?
Exactly. I also enjoy that he joined TikTok and the youth took him down immediately.
Oh, fantastic.
They said, not here. No.
Yeah. No, thank you. Also, you know what else I keep getting on TikTok is Lil Nas X.
Amazing.
Which I fully enjoy, but I just, like, how does one manage to be so successfully chaotic? I watched a video from him this morning, and it was, like, some song, and the words were, like, people talking bad about him, like, oh, I bet he doesn't even know how to fart, and then the song happened with fart noises, and he was, like, doing, like, a little TikTok dance with the fart noises. And everyone was like, ooh. And I don't have it in me to come up with things like that, I don't think. And I have to respect it as an artist myself.
You see something like that go viral and you're like, damn, like you literally had it in you, but you didn't think to do it. But I saw the same video. It was wonderful. And then I saw someone else use that audio and it was 3 girls. And I laughed for like half an hour because they were all in like these cute dresses. And then it was like part of, oh, they put it to, a song. It's some 90s song. Anyway, I'll send it to you. It was so good.
Please send it. Yes.
So did we ever find out, was there a conclusion to Cinnamon Toast Shrimp?
Oh, no. He just disappeared.
I bet he did. I bet he did.
Although I heard a rumor that maybe the Cinnamon Toast Crunch is also maybe suing him.
Oh, shit. Well, that's the thing. You fake shit like that, it goes viral, and then you get sued.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I'm like...
I also just want to bring up the term milkshake duck, because that's gross. Exactly what happened.
It is. I hate the term, but it is, yes.
Yeah.
People were comparing it to Bean Dad, but Bean Dad was always terrible.
Bean Dad was always terrible.
Yeah.
Bean Dad, a Seattle native.
It all comes back to Seattle. Yeah. Oh, isn't that interesting? You've got the LA, you got the LA milkshake. I got the Seattle milkshake. How about that?
Yeah.
Wow. In no way are we
West Coast absolutely killing it in terms of white men being awful.
Represent.
We're doing it.
Oh, man. Bean Dad, another thing that happened in 2020 that was weird.
Yeah, that was early on, and everybody forgot about it because of a coup on the U.S. government.
Wait, when was that? Now I'm like, scared that Bean Dad was 2021 and that perhaps 2020 never happened. So I'm like,
2020 never did happen, and I think Bean Dad was within the first couple weeks of 2021.
Oh my God.
Because Bean Dad happened and everyone was like, oh, isn't it funny? This like one guy is awful to his daughter because she can't open a can of beans. And everyone forgot about it. Everyone was like, you know what? That is not the main character anymore because racists are trying to steal the Capitol.
That's another thing. Wow. It's hard to believe that was this year. That was just a couple months ago.
I can't believe we just forgot about it and moved on like nothing happened. I can believe it, but like, also, what?
What? Remember, I don't know if you were you also just sitting at home, like watching the live feed and being like, am I about to watch some senators just get murdered on television? Because that's how 2021 started.
What else have I got for you? Let's see. Cult on TikTok.
Got that.
Shrimp guy, boat names. I also just have. Oh, okay. This is not news. Apparently, this has always been true, but there's a guy on TikTok that was talking about this, and there's this... okay, so I've always been taught, like, as science, that women talk more than men, and I've always been taught, like, oh, women, like, you know, talk more, they communicate more, that's what they do. That's not fucking true at all. And it makes so much more sense. Like, there are so many studies that people are citing where it's like, yeah, like, men interrupt women all the fucking time. In a room, if you count what people are saying, men just are talking the entire time, nonstop, and interrupting people who are already talking. And not in a polite way, but in a, like, doesn't matter what you're saying, here I go sort of way.
Here I go. Bulldozing right
here
in.
Here I go. And so apparently the idea that women talk more was perpetuated by this like super sexist evangelical dude that like just writes all these really sexist, terrible Christian family like how-to books, basically.
Oh, God.
And that's why we all think that. It's been sold as science to us, and it's not even true. They did a study on a bunch of actual studies of who's talking more, and they only found two where women were even talking even a little bit more. Most of the time, it was just men way outweighing women.
You know shit's bad when they got to do a study on the studies.
Oh, absolutely. And that, actually, that reminds me, like, another thing that somebody on TikTok said was like, it was cool actually, because I remember watching a video of somebody writing dialogue for some Netflix show where it's like the whole story is like about some like Jewish family in New York, and their dialogue is constantly like clipping each other and cutting each other off and that kind of thing. And then a video of someone said that like that's like a New York Jewish thing of just like when you're it's interrupting, but like not in a mean way, just in a like, if you're interrupting someone while they're talking, it shows that you're engaged in the conversation.
Mm. Interesting.
Which is not the way that men are interrupting people in the studies. I just wanted to point that out. Like, that was a cool like language thing that then I saw in a different video about a movie about it. But also, men are just terrible.
It's been known.
There's different ways that you can interrupt. And I just want you to know that I know that there's a polite, engaged way of doing it. And that's not how I was talking about.
In my experience, they mostly just start talking louder and louder until I eventually give up.
Oh, that's aggressive.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, come from the radio world.
Gross.
Yeah. When I saw that statistic, it was something like women have to talk more than men because most of the time we'll say something and men's only response is what? Because they weren't listening. And so then you just have to repeat yourself 24/7. And that's why you have to talk so much. But even that isn't true.
Even that is not true. Yeah.
And when you said it isn't true or that's not the truth or whatever, I wanted to give you my best Oprah. Like, what is the truth? What is the truth, Christy? So good.
What is the truth? Oprah's iconic. I thought you were going to go with the girl from the 50 Shades of Grey being like, that's not true, Ellen.
Oh, yeah. That's another good one. You know that's not true, Ellen. Dakota Johnson. Yes. Love her.
Get her. Yes.
So this has basically just been a recap of weird things happening on the internet and in the world. Mm-hmm. But I guess to bring more that's weird vibes to this episode, we could talk about those damn UFOs.
Oh my God, please, because I don't even know what you're talking about.
2020 was a big year for UFOs. Like, I laughed so hard. I saw a good tweet that was like, can we discuss, not now because we're busy in 2020, but like how this year there's been a lot of UFO stuff and we've just all let it pass. Like we don't have time for that right now, but later we'll talk about all the UFO stuff.
Later we'll bring up the UFOs and it's important.
We'll be like, hey, what was that about? That was weird. Yeah, those damn UFOs. So in 2020, there was the first public acknowledgement from the Pentagon that U.S. Navy pilots captured like videos of UFOs, and they like admitted, we don't know what that is. The pilots didn't know what those things were. We've got video. We've got sound. Here you go. Here you go, America. That happened, which has always been something that, you know, the government hasn't been super forthcoming about.
Wow. And they're just like, yeah, I don't, you know what? Fuck it. I don't know what this is either. So
you guys seem busy trying not to die from a virus that you can't see and you can't stay home because we're not going to pay you. So here's also some information and you'll probably ignore it because you're busy.
And we absolutely did. Ignored it.
We're like, I don't have the bandwidth for that right now. Then the Department of Defense created a task force to investigate unknown military style aircraft. So now they're investigating the UFOs they saw and they're being forthcoming about that.
Wow. We're gonna see aliens probably then.
Right? I mean, but that's another thing. Are we ready? Because I don't know if I am.
Absolutely not.
Just picturing like the movie Independence Day playing out and I'm like, I'm scared. I'm not ready for the aliens.
I'm scared. Well, Ashley, think about it this way. I always went through life, like, you see movies and TV shows where the sole premise of the show is, what if this once in a multi-generation, like, what if this once in an era sort of thing happened? What would that be like, having to live through this crazy thing that happened that would never happen? And then we fucking did that. We had to live through a pandemic if we made it.
Plus an insurrection.
Plus an insurrection.
And there was probably some other stuff, too, that I don't remember.
Absolutely. absolutely. I remember reading an article also, like, around the time that that happened, the insurrection part, not the aliens, where someone was like, oh, yeah, I lived in, like, you know, one of those countries that no one in America cares enough about that had just a total overthrow of their government. They're like, basically, I lived through, like, a downfall of and change in regime and whatever. And they were just like, I mean, bad things happen to some people, and like really weird, terrible stuff was happening around. But for the most part, you know, you still have to live life. Like we're doing exactly what you guys are doing now. Just like, yeah, crazy stuff is happening that you hear about, but you're still going to clubs and tweeting and
so true.
Sitting at home watching TV, like a bomb was gonna go off, maybe, who knows, 20 feet from you, but you have Netflix, so what else are you gonna do?
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll process this later. Just not now. Not now.
Maybe never.
Maybe never.
That's generally my plan.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's important for me, for my brain, to deal with everything that's been happening since.
I just, like, you know, our great grandparents lived through the Depression. Instead of processing that, they just stored food in used butter containers. And
that's true.
I think that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna maintain these terrible habits that I've learned that I don't need for survival anymore, even when the issue that happened is gone.
I like that. What if I just started hoarding all of my empty LaCroix cans? Would that be okay?
Yeah, I love it. I love that for you. You
Thanks.
Know?
Yeah.
Just keep them in case you have to stay inside and do a craft.
Just in case. Just in case.
With them.
I could grow my own food in them, maybe. When society falls.
I believe in you.
Thank you. The last UFO thing is that a former Israeli security official came out and said that they were in contact with world governments with some, like, alien shit, other life forms outside of our own, they were actually in contact with. So I think you're damn right about aliens coming soon, and I'm scared. Do we want to get into the microchip conspiracy theories?
Oh my god, please. Yes.
I mean, it's pretty straightforward on that one. There are actual people who think that there are microchips in the COVID vaccine that will track you, and that Bill Gates is behind it. There was even a study that came out, or a poll or whatever, that said 28% of Americans believe that Bill Gates wants to use vaccines to implant microchips into people. And that number goes up when you're talking about Republicans, in which it is 44%.
Oh my God. Okay. Here's my argument for it, and here's my argument against it.
Perfect. Great.
Okay. My argument against it first is the fact that we carry our phones with us everywhere, so we already have a tracking device on us at all times.
Exactly.
My argument for it is that no one liked the Windows phone, so Bill Gates actually has no way to track us, and he wants control over the tracking mechanism.
You said that tracks, literally. Yeah, we're all switching over to Apple, and he's like, no, I gotta get them back, and this is how I'm gonna do it.
He wants to know where we're at all times, otherwise how will he cure malaria?
Yeah, it's like, why does he want that information? What do you want from me, Bill? Another Seattle thing. He just across the water. What do you want from me, Bill?
What do you want from me, Bill? He's like, I just want you to use Bing.
Could you give Bing a chance? I mean, you wrote it off so quick. I just...
Bill, no, it's bad.
It's no, I'm going to Google it. It's done. You're done. Give it up.
It's done.
Yeah, that's been nuts seeing people genuinely believe that bonkers stuff. And then I don't know if those are the same people that also believe it's the mark of the beast, the vaccine, or if these are different people.
Oh my God. That's amazing, though. If you get the mark of the beast, you get to be a witch.
Love that. Okay, yes.
Love that for me.
What is the downside?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go. Give me that shot.
Come on, Sabrina. Let me sign my name in your book.
Oh, gosh. Did we talk about the ending of Sabrina? Did you watch it?
I have not seen. I saw like 2 episodes and I left them where I started. I didn't hate it. I liked it. I just forgot it existed.
That's fair. That is fair. And after that final season, that's fair.
Oh, it was bad.
It was very bad. Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
I love teenage dramas, especially when like witch stuff is involved or spooky stuff or paranormal, whatever. They really let me down, that one, Sabrina. But it's fine. I don't want to spoil anything, so I won't talk about it.
I'm not going to watch it now. Tell me about it.
Okay, well, spoiler alert in front of what I'm about to say, which is a first on That's Weird. they let Sabrina die. They kill her off, Christy.
Oh, well, do they let her come back like in Buffy?
No. They always.
She just dies?
She just dies. That's how the show ends, is with Sabrina dying and Nick also dying so that he can go live in like the afterlife with her. That's how they ended that show of children. Of so much of this comes back to these are children. I don't know.
Yeah, like she doesn't get to just like live her normal life.
No.
That's stupid. And also I remember people being like, oh, is she going to be with Harvey or this witch guy? And now I guess it's chosen for her.
Yes, that. But and he like he unalives himself, as the youth say on TikTok, in order to be with her. It's wild.
Wow, I hate that.
Yeah, that show took a turn.
Yeah, I honestly I'm well. So first of all, I just don't like the concept of that. If I die, then there's something afterwards, because to me, the entire point of dying is so that I can stop overthinking everything.
Yeah, can you get a break?
Wait. It's gonna be amazing. Chef's kiss. And at the same time, it's like I also really hate the idea of like people dying together to be together for forever. I've been divorced once already, and we'll see how this current relationship goes, but I'm certainly not ready to say for eternity. Like, I'm living with him now, but I could move out at any day. Like,
I still have my freedom. I'm still alive. Things could go a different way. I mean, take any vampire film or TV show. When they're around for hundreds of years, they're fucking tired of everything.
Absolutely. And there's always a nasty breakup there. Like, imagine having to spend eternity with someone, especially if like if you die together on accident, like the couple in Beetlejuice, I kind of get it. Because there's a trauma bond there.
Sure.
But if you unalive yourself in order to be with someone, like your circumstances didn't choose them. And like, gosh, the confidence you have to have in that relationship, I would never, like, I'm.
No.
Most days, I'm not sure that my boyfriend likes me enough for me to really should have moved in. Like, and I know that that's just me being anxious about it, but imagine for eternity making a decision based on that. Insane.
Yeah, no. Almost 8 years in with this guy that I live with. And most days, in fact, I'm like, he doesn't like me at all. And it's like, well, why? You live in his house. You raised his dog from a puppy to a little old man. And he could have kicked you out at any time. But I'm still convinced every day I wake up and I'm like, Shane hates me.
I know.
It's fun.
Every day I'm like, today is the day. today's the day that I make something into a bit, and it's so annoying that he kicks me out of his apartment.
I mean, what's the point of having happiness when you can have crippling anxiety? I mean,
absolutely.
That's what I've always said.
Happiness is uncomfortable.
Uncomfy. It makes me uncomfy.
Ew. Security? Safety? No, thank you.
Speaking of unhappiness, I just found like a really long hair under my chin. And that's upsetting. That's upsetting. That's not fair. And that's okay. I'll have to pluck that later.
I have found a couple like of those where it's just like, oh God, I need to pluck this. And it's infuriating when you find it and you're like, this one of these things is not like the others.
This better have grown overnight, because if I've been walking around like this for a few days, oh my God.
Absolutely. Ashley, I have started just.
You're in your 30s now, right? You're officially 30?
I'm 31. I'm going to be 32 this year.
Oh my God. The 2020 doesn't count.
I shave my face. Just saying, like, Marilyn Monroe did it. It's exfoliating.
Oh, my God. It's hard out there.
Because I don't want to actually wax my face. And I just have too many random little hairs that are like, actually.
Actually. Hi, Christy.
Actually. It's like, hi, I'm a little early, but expect more of me when you go into menopause.
Oh, yeah.
In like 10 years.
10 years. You're going to be one of those 41-year-olds dealing with that, huh?
I guess so.
Why not? Rip it all out. Who cares? I give up. That was another thing I saw about the vaccine. They're like, it makes you infertile. And I'm like, for free? Because hell yes. Right? Let's go.
just two shots. That's it. That's all I have to do.
A lot easier than getting everything removed or tied or switched off or whatever the fuck.
They have a shot for that, and you have to do it every 3 months, and it makes your bones turn to dust. So if this one can take care of it.
And you still get to keep your bones? Man, sign me up. Beautiful.
And you can go out in public again without a mask eventually? Like,
someday.
Sign me up.
Did we miss anything? I have a couple other things, but I know we've gone long, so we don't need to.
You know, we can save it. We can save it and do another one.
Maybe we'll do another one, you know, talking about how weird the internet is and how weird life is these days. It's just nice talking to you.
I just missed you.
I missed you too. Haven't seen you in over a GD year.
I know. When I went into this pandemic, I thought it'll be over soon. And then occasionally I'll see my friend Ashley, because maybe I'll go at the beginning of 2020.
I thought you were going to say 2002, and I was like, what?
I was going to say 2002. In my head, I pictured the word in like numerical form, and I just put the twos in the wrong spot.
It's okay.
Anyway, in 2020, I was going to come to Seattle and go to Alaska at some point.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
I just thought that I would be able to like travel and see my friends more. And instead, I was not even allowed to leave the house. So next year.
Hey, fingers crossed. I know the last place I went was LA in February of 2020.
Oh my God, that's so long ago.
I know. Yeah, this has been delightful.
Yes, wonderful. Maybe we'll do it again sometime. Who knows?
Who knows? I guess we'll see if people even like just hearing us talk. I'm sure that they've missed us as we've missed them. I check in on the Instagram every now and again. Sometimes we have messages. We still get new followers from time to time. And I'm like, girl, it's dead here. I don't know what you're doing. But thank you for joining, I guess.
Thank you for joining the club. We are deceased.
We are, RIP. Also, our website died.
Yeah, that's right. That was kind of my fault. You know what I realized is...
We didn't check the email forever. Forever, we did not check that email.
Yeah, and I kind of forgot about renewing the... I don't know. I just thought that since the actual website was for 3 years, so was the domain name, and that was false.
Turns out No.
Turns out not at all.
So thatsweird.org is not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
It's no longer live, but you can find our old show notes. And if I can figure out how to do the ones for this episode, they'll be there as well at thatsweirdpodcast.com. Very official now. Very official. Mm-hmm. No longer an organization.
We've gone commercial. We're no longer.
Yeah. We're even more profesh now than we used to be, which was not at all.
That's a really great way to look at it.
Totally. Where can people find you now, Christy? Have you changed any of your accounts since the last time we talked?
Not really. I just Christy Brannon at the Instagram, or maybe on TikTok. Yeah, I guess.
We're on TikTok now, a whole new social platform.
I barely post, but sometimes I do.
What a way to sell it.
Yeah. It's going to really be worth your time looking it up, I promise.
We do our best on there, but we are the elder generation. We're doing what we can.
We're too old for it, but, you know, we try.
We try. What are you on TikTok? Is it the same thing, Christy Brannon?
You know what? I think it is Christy's alt account.
Even better. mine was weirdly Ashley, and then I changed it to Schlee Podcasts because a youth showed me that the at symbol can be an A, and I was inspired, and then I hated it and I changed it. So now it's just Ashley Podcasts on TikTok. cool.
The last part of it was the best part.
Great. Glad. And maybe we'll make a That's Weird TikTok one of these days.
Oh my goodness.
Probably not a whole account. I mean, just a video.
I support that.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, this has been fun. Thank you for listening. If you are there, hello. I don't know who is still there, but if you are, I hope this was a wonderful surprise. I'm sorry that it was released on April Fool's Day, but we thought that was kind of funny. I hate April Fool's jokes, so I don't know why, but anyway, I hope you like it.
It's not a joke, Ashley. This is serious.
This was real.
Talking about aliens.
Yeah.
Very real.
This really happened. We're not going to take it away. We don't know if we'll do it again, but maybe. And we're being honest about that.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
We love you.
We do. Stay safe and well, and get your vaccine if you're able, and stay weird, and